VOA Smart Jazz Listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
Who knew that one night, one soiree, you know, musical soiree in the Dominican Republic would trigger me all the way to here.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Dua maestro berkolaborasi dan sukses dengan platinum selling album. Itu yang terjadi ketika pianis Bob James dan saxophonist David Sanborn berkolaborasi pada tahun 1986 dalam album berjudul Double Vision. Lebih dari 25 tahun kemudian, kedua musisi ini kembali bekerja sama di studio menggarap sejumlah komposisi dari Dave Brubeck dan Paul Desmond bersama Quartet Humane dengan drummer Steve Gadd dan bassist Javier Diaz. Album ini diawali dengan komposisi tempo sedang seperti dalam lagu You Better Not Go to College, hingga akhirnya keempat musisi menemukan kolaborasi yang sangat menarik dalam lagu Follow Me. Thank you. Smart Jazz Listener dengan komposisi berjudul Follow Me. Keempat musisi ini sepertinya menyampaikan tribute kepada komposer David Brubeck. Kalau saya perhatikan ada sedikit kemiripan dengan Blue Rondo a la Turk. Dan kita beralih ke pianis jazz asal Republik Dominika, Michael Camilo. Spesialisasinya adalah jazz Latin dengan sentuhan kontemporer klasik. Russ Davis dari VOA Jazz Amerika sempat mewawancarai Michael Camilo setelah tampil dalam sebuah festival jazz di Amerika. Kita ikuti obrolannya.
Good to see you. It's good to see you. Michelle Camilo is here backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival after a rousing performance with the sextet. That was a lot of fun. It's great to see you again.
Thank you, Russ. Wonderful to be here. I have so many great memories from the Newport Jazz Festival. And to see you here is a great, great coincidence. I'm so glad you're here, too.
You know, it's the cycle of things. So many years ago, back in the 20th century, I was talking to you about how Willis Conover down in Santo Domingo came and said, you're good, man. You should come to the USA. And by golly, you did. And now here I am doing the Voice of America jazz program for all these years since 1999. So it's great to be able to play your music for all the folks listening around the world.
Thank you so much. It's a small world after all, you know, because who knew that one night, one soiree, you know, musical soiree in the Dominican Republic would trigger me all the way to here, to Newport and all the big festivals in the world.
And all the festivals in the world. And you've had such a connection. I know you've had a very big connection to Spain. What other nations have been most receptive to the music of Michel Camilo?
Japan is very big in my career. You know, I go there twice a year and I bring all my projects there. In fact, I'm going back in November. I'm bringing my big band with me to play a whole week in Tokyo, as well as perform a solo piano concert, my new album, What's Up?
Yes.
And I'm performing it, doing the Asian premiere in Tokyo.
Smart Jazz Listener, itulah tadi penampilan menarik dari pianis Michael Camilo yang mengawali karirnya bersama National Symphony Orchestra of Dominican Republic sebelum akhirnya pindah ke kota New York dan bersekolah di Mann's College dan Juilliard School. Dan baiklah VOA Smart Jazz Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan juga info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz. The Voice of America.